Dear Pilgrim Partners of the Gospel Ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Neil Radical. I'm one of the pastors here at Messiah, and it's my privilege and joy to be with you gathered around God's Word this morning. It was the spring of 1996, and three of us were up front at the Sister Congregation in Grace in Fridley, Minnesota. It was Confirmation Day, and Pastor Emeritus Daniel Fleischer grilled us for a good 45 minutes up front and asked us all kinds of questions about our faith. After that, in the worship service, we had the opportunity to make vows to the Lord about being faithful to Him. We know that confirmation can be quite full of anxiety, would you agree? After all, we are making very important promises and we're sharing our faith in front of many people. How well do you remember your confirmation? For most of you, it was in the last 1 to 4 years. And yes, the examination time can be associated with anxiety, but did you feel ready for it, your confirmation day? Do you still remember what you said in your vows to Jesus? More importantly, do you feel like you've kept them, those vows? The Word of God I'm about to read is one of my favorite verses to use with confirmation in my ministry, whether with a young student or an adult. A little background first. The Apostle Paul wrote his first letter to Timothy, the young man, in around 64-65 AD, possibly while Paul was in Macedonia. And at that time, Timothy was a pastor in the church in Ephesus in Greece. Timothy was facing a lot of challenges at that time, similar challenges that we face today. False teachers were causing confusion in the church. There was heavy persecution, and many in the congregation were struggling with their faith, as maybe you do at times as well. Paul wrote to encourage Timothy to remain steadfast in your faith in the face of these trials, to hold firm to the truth of the gospel, and to keep your focus, Timothy, on Jesus, the Son of God. 1 Timothy 6:12 is a familiar verse I believe most of you will know. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of eternal life to which you were called and about which you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Does that remind you of your confirmation day? Let's break this verse down for just a minute. First, Paul calls on Timothy to fight that good fight of faith. This isn't a request. It's a necessary command because our faith is a fight. We're called to battle. When we hear the word fight, we might first think of like a boxing match or a gunfight, or a war between two nations. But Paul is speaking of a spiritual battle, a fight, a war that we face each day, isn't he? In a letter to the congregation in Ephesus, before Timothy even got there to be a pastor, Paul wrote also, I found interesting, in chapter 6, verse 12, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Our fight is spiritual every single day." Every day, as Christians, we face spiritual challenges here at school, at home, and work. We face ungodly temptations with our eyes, with our ears, with our hearts. Doubts in God from illness, from sadness, from separation from our loved ones. We face struggles that seek to pull us away from our faith in our Lord. And these can be both external pressures, like persecution or ridicule, or internal battles within us, like sin and temptation. But Paul is urging each one of us. He's urging us to press on in our faith, to keep fighting for what is right and true, despite the difficulties we face in a very hostile world. It is a war for souls, including yours and mine. But Paul doesn't just call us to fight aimlessly. He calls us to fight with purpose, because it is a good fight. This isn't about fighting for personal gain. It's not about fighting for our pride or anger, but fighting with purpose. Our purpose is to stay faithful to the Word of God, to the gospel that saves us in Jesus Christ, to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, our Redeemer, and to live out the love of Christ in a world that desperately needs it. And that's why it is a good fight. Maybe we should think of our confirmation as the first time of many, that we confirm to the world who we are as children of God, that we are followers and disciples of Jesus, faithful even to death. Then Paul goes on to write, take hold of eternal life to which you were called. Eternal life isn't just something we receive after we die. Eternal life is ours right now. It's the gift of God in Christ that we cling to every day in this short, temporary world. It's a life that begins the moment we are brought to faith through the work of the Holy Spirit, whether it be through our baptism or through the hearing of God's holy word. We are called to live with eternity in mind and in our hearts. We're called to seek God's will, to love and serve each other, to lay down our lives for the kingdom of God. The good confession that Paul told Timothy about, mentions here, can certainly be a reference to when we affirmed our own faith in our confirmation vows to our Lord. That's why we can confess as a school theme and throughout all of our lives that God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. We have a good confession. We fight a good fight. And Jesus is the one who trains us every day. Where do we find this courage? Where did you find courage on your confirmation day to stand up before dozens or hundreds of people to explain what you believe about your God? Paul writes on in verse 13, I charge you in the presence of God who gives life to all things and of Christ Jesus, who made a good confession as a witness before Pontius Pilate. Paul's charge, his emphatic encouragement to Timothy and to us is this. God gave you life. God gave you spiritual life. Your faith sees through the eyes of faith what Jesus said before Pontius Pilate. Jesus is your king. Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. Jesus fought for us and drank the full cup of God's wrath for our punishment of sins, damnation to hell. Jesus gave us life in his death on the cross for our sins. And Jesus gave us eternal life, which is ours now in conquering death and the grave. This is your good confession you vowed to witness before the whole world. It is a witness of God's mercy and grace in Christ Jesus, our Savior. So my friends, how do we apply this in our lives today? Number one, engage in the fight of faith right now. Right now in chapel, to pay attention to God's holy word. Every day is a battle, whether it's against temptation, doubt, or discouragement. We need to actively listen, actively fight to stay true to God's word and not allow ourselves to be swayed by the world around us. Two, keep your eyes on Jesus, not on the things of this world. Jesus is the ultimate example of the good fight. He fought for our salvation, even to the point of death on the cross. When we feel like giving up or when the fight seems too hard, I was just talking to a professor right before chapel about that, we can remember his victory and find strength in him to keep going. And third, live with eternity in your mind. Remember that this life is not all there is. Our ultimate hope is in Christ, and our fight is forward and for a higher calling, the eternal life and promise he's given to us. So we shouldn't get caught up in temporary struggles or earthly success. Our aim is to please God and live for his kingdom, which lasts forever. Brothers and sisters in Christ, it doesn't matter how long ago any of you were confirmed, whether 1 year or 50. As we continue our short and temporary journey in this world, let us all be reminded we are in a spiritual battle for our souls, blood-bought souls of Christ. That includes our own. But we do not fight alone. Christ, our Savior, has already won us the eternal victory, and he fights with us to be strong in our daily battles as well. We remain today and are called to stand firm in our Lord Jesus, to fight the good fight, and to take hold of, cling to the eternal life that has been given to us. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of eternal life through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for calling us to fight the good fight of faith, and for empowering us with your Holy Spirit to endure. Lord, help us to stay focused on you and to live with eternity in our hearts. When we face difficulties, remind us of your love and the victory that is already ours in Christ. And strengthen us, Lord, to be bold in our faith, to be a light in this world, and to bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll close this morning not by singing what you might think Fight the Good Fight hymn, but hymn 445. Hymn 445.